Yasu from What Would Brian Bevan Say? I'm Rob London, and with me coming to you from the Greek islands, where are my two podcasting mythological creatures? Firstly, he's as old as the Elgin Marbles, and no doubt one day they'll chop his wrinkly old olives off and place them in the RFL Museum. Why? He's the god of statistics. It's Sam Zusanki.
I feel about as old as the Elgin Marbles. Hello.
And also, his tackle bag ideas come from an angle even Pythagoras hadn't accounted for. And a big nose, Medusa couldn't turn to stone. Yes, it's Demis Roussos-Waywell.
All right.
I've been on a sunset cruise this evening, and they started playing music. I'd said to Mrs. London, I said, I bet you they play Demis Roussos. And I Shazammed it, and it was Demis Roussos.
Was it No Nana Muscuri?
Well, I thought the second one was going to be Nana Muscuri, Sam. That's a good point, but it didn't. It turned out to be someone else. So a bit disappointed there. A bit disappointed. Mm. But how are we, fellas? Has summer arrived? You're having a heat wave, aren't you?
Mm.
We're having a beautiful week. And just for anybody who might be coming back to the UK next week, it's going to rain.
I'm in London next week and it's 17 degrees.
Mm,
we haven't even brought a jumper. And what with my injury, we should probably mention...
Let's get it out of the way. Come on. You've got a stinger.
I'm in a sling. I fell off a Vespa in Milan. Woman driver. And went over the bonnet. And I'm out for the season. Out for the season,
Jesus.
Lads.
Yeah.
When you say woman driver, was that Mrs. London and you were on the back of the Vespa? Or was it the person in the other car?
Person in the Fiat roller skate.
It's your right arm, is it? And you're left-handed.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Just clarify that for everybody north
of the
river.
But it is my.
Ah, is it?
I'm very ambidextrous when it comes to things like that because I'm left-handed, but I play cricket right-handed. And I.
Oh. That's all right, isn't it? That's a good start to the pod, isn't it? Talking of which, what are we going to talk about first? Which side?
Well, before we do the review, we should probably quickly, because we haven't put the news section in, but I see the Challenge Cup is changing, Sam. They're going to introduce the teams a few rounds earlier. Will it make any difference?
It'll make very little difference.
Yeah.
But I am pleased. Ideally, I'd prefer an open draw.
Right.
However, the idea, and I've not looked it into great detail, which is probably a bit normal for this pod, isn't it? Just casual look at headlines.
Normal for you, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. To make the Super League teams play away at very low-level league teams will introduce a bit of an interest. Whether it quite works, another matter.
Mm.
But it will give a day and a big crowd and a potential of an upset to some of the lower league teams.
When you say a big crowd, what, like 2,500?
Well, big for them, yes. But it's all relative, all relative.
Is it not extra games in the season then that they've got to accommodate now? Is that
only one, right at the beginning?
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
All right, well, let's move on to the review of Hull away. The team was Dufty, Foulis, King, Ty, Ashton, Williams, Drinkwater, Harrison, Walker and Vaughan, Nicholson, Holroyd and Curry. Interchange bench was Musgrove, Bullock, Powell and Wood. Here's the highlights.
And good defending from the home side, but they're right up against it here. Out to the left flank, it comes down the hands, and that's well kept hold of. And right through to the middle is Toby King. And King, has he got the ball down eventually there? Because he was so close to the line. Coming up only to hope you under. Dufty bringing it back in. Here's Dufty again. It's a lovely run from Dufty. He could be way here to try and score over the right-hand side. And he has done. Absolutely terrific running from Matt Dufty. To his right, Ben Curry back inside and given away in towards the middle for Denis Bamforth. Bamforth racing away. Has he got the legs? Right up against the line, Denis Bamforth.
Mm.
Wood chasing after it though. Wood still going. Lovely ball in towards Walker. And that will be another try. And just when they looked like they were under the pump there, Warrington Wolves hit back. If Hull are going to get back into this game, then surely this is the opportunity. They play it short once more, through the middle, Jordan Lane, picking up Liam Sutcliffe. Has Sutcliffe got the ball down? We got it. Smith then gets the ball out from the scrum, down to the right-hand side, and Briscoe! Briscoe in the corner! Oh, unbelievable stuff! Hull FC have come back from what seemed like an impossible position earlier on in the game. It'll come out the scrum. There it is, George Williams, and he's charged down by Brad Bash. Absolutely brilliant, but they've got possession back again with Duffy. Duffy trying to skip his way through the defence. Matt Duffy going for the corner. Oh, unbelievable stuff. Absolutely incredible.
Final score, Hull 18, Warrington 24. There were tries for King, Walker, Duffy got two, and Thulis kicked four goals out of four. Mm. Now, I got to about the 60th minute before I fell asleep. I woke up just to see Duffy's try at the end. I think I said to you earlier today, Sam, on a call, that they remind me a bit of England. In yes. The Euros, it's just it's all wrong, isn't it? It's not. Yeah. What's gone wrong?
Which team at the moment, England or Warrington, are playing less than some of their parts? Basically, and disappointing. We have to say, just like England, England have qualified top of their group, playing shit.
Yes,
Warrington played shit against Hull and won. But then again, as you said, do you want to say your line?
What was my line? I forgot. I'm in too much pain for a line now.
Ooh. It's a good job it was Hull.
Oh, it's a good job it was Hull, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not quite sure what the completion rate was. I've got 51%.
Mm.
It could have been even less than that. And I think Burgess said, you know, you lose 95% of your games at such low percentage completion, but not against Hull.
Mm. Do you not think, though, there was some positivity in it, though? Because, you know, they showed glimpses, and we said they were tired last week. And granted, I think there's a few tired bodies out there, but things started connecting together again. It did go very basic. It probably took for the fact that they probably said, right, let's get back to basics here, which you saw glimpses of. And that sort of really sort of meant it's a bit vanilla. Mm. But, you know, in some respects, it was a good way to come back, wasn't it? You know, even though you're not great.
Whether I would say it was a good way to come back, I don't know. It was a good result. I think we needed that result. I think it will be good now that we've got most of them, at least, have got 2 weeks off because of the international. We've got four players. We maybe come on to the international in a minute. I was a bit surprised at a couple of the picks of our players. But I think, yes, it's an important result. A couple of weeks off, a couple of people to have a rest and come back fresh for quite an important little run we've got to go through.
Little run? Is that like shopping?
Yeah, exactly like shopping.
If we were a supermarket, we would be Lidl at the moment, wouldn't we? We were Waitrose when we went to Catalans.
So, well, I thought Ben Thaler had a good game. What are you laughing at, Sam? Have I caught you while you've got wine in your mouth? I did. I genuinely like Ben Thaler and I like his refereeing. What do you think, Rob? How's your arm?
Well, I mean, he's not fit, is he? I had a message from Lee in Dubai. He said, that dropout call when Duffy grounded the ball in the field twice was awful. That was Thaler being too tired and needing a break. Now he's cramping up. Well, I mean, I remember, you know, Holdsworth used to be rather on the large side.
Mm.
But I mean, what is the fitness test? It can't be much. What is it? Touch your toes. What is the fitness test?
Have we got any stats on that, Sam?
The fitness test is, can you blow a whistle? Are you prepared to stand in the middle of a Super League pitch? Actually, I'm going to defend him very slightly.
Oh, good.
Orange alert.
Caviar detected.
Orange alert. Orange alert.
I think he wears one of these things around his middle where he puts all his microphones and everything, which does, he's a little bit, he looks a little bit overweight, and I don't think
a
putting
little
them all
bit.
around his middle help him.
A little bit. He's
Ben
massive.
That's the name of the podcast, Ben Thaler's Girdle. Oh dear. But getting back to the match then, you know, there was periods of that match where it just looked really solid, but then I thought Hull played actually quite well. I mean, they're coming off the back of the first win. I think they're getting back to a little, you know, competitive, but they're littered with mistakes. And like we've already said, it's a good job it was Hull, wasn't it?
Well, apparently they had 13 errors. We had 20 errors.
Jesus.
20 errors.
At the end of the day, as you've already alluded to, if you don't respect possession, you're not going to win many games.
But you will beat Hull.
But you will beat Hull.
Gary Gannon 1004. He wrote to us on Twitter. What has happened to Vaughan? Question. He's gone from putting in some big meters to his current stats. He made 65 meters. I think our top forward meter maker was Musgrove. He made 145.
And that really, for me, just sums up what I said last week, that Musgrove and Bullock have a good week, a bad week, a good week, a bad week. So where's he pulled 140-odd metres out of when last week he only had 5 carries?
And what is up with Vaughan? Why are his metres suddenly halved? Is he injured? Are they using him differently? He's just fallen off.
I will do a comparison for our next recording.
Ooh, looking for, who are you comparing him to?
Last year, Vaughan of 2023 compared to Vaughan of 2024.
Right, that sounds all right then.
Your mate Ben Curry threw another interception pass, Sam. Well, didn't even look where he threw it to. Last week he didn't look where he was throwing it, and this week he did the same.
And yet he's been bizarrely, even I'm surprised at this, picked in the England squad.
Yeah. You know. Have we got a player missing in this position where he's expected to play for England or something?
There could be, but as the listener will know, and as you two know, both Ratchford and Curry have been big fans of, but I wish he had a week off this week. I'm surprised he's been picked for England. Really am.
Yeah. Do you think Dufty went a long way to getting us out the shit this week as well? I mean, he was involved with quite a lot of stuff, wasn't he? And he certainly made the difference. I think definitely 2 tries, I think he made a difference with.
You know, you get people on Twitter saying, don't knock Dufty because he makes all these meters. But there's a reason he doesn't play in the NRL, because good fullbacks in the NRL make lots of meters, but don't make errors in defence.
No.
And he left the NRL because of what we keep seeing, and that's he makes errors. Doesn't like tackling.
I have looked at that, actually, and I do agree. I think there needs to be a slight acknowledgement that he's really what you've just said. He's not playing in the top competition. The top competition is the NRL.
Yeah.
And all we need him to do is be slightly better in defence, and he will potentially be the best fullback in Super League. And I've got some numbers just to give you a flavour. He's been involved in 21 of our tries directly this year. That's a try or assist, 10 tries, 11 assists, 21 involvements. I looked for a comparison at our two main wingers. So Ashton has been involved in 7, five tries, two. These are Super League only, by the way. Fewless in 10, nine tries, one assist. Dufty's errors, 21. Ashton, 12 errors. Fewless, 20 errors. But where the and meters, Dufty, 2,700 odd at 9 meters a carry. Ashton, 1,300 meters at seven, nearly 8 meters a carry. And Fewless, 1,400 at 8.5 meters a carry. But the difference is in tackle success. Ashton is at 82 point something percent success rate in his tackles. Fewless, 82 point odd percent success rate. Dufty is down at just 75%. So he's missing one tackle in four, Dufty. And you just need him to improve. He's never going to be great at that, not at his age. But we just need him to tighten up a little bit there. And then what he's giving to us going forward will far outweigh these occasional errors. But we want them to be occasional, not every week.
Against the better teams, I don't know the stats, but it seems against the better teams, when he's put under pressure, he makes mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's imminent enough.
There can be no denying that a couple of more than a couple of occasions this year, his tries have pulled us out of the shit.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And if that wins you a game, are you prepared to put up with his shit defence?
I don't know. I mean, are we shooting ourselves in the foot? I don't know. It's hard to...
I think it's a balance. Personally, I think he's got more credit than debit. But I do want him to tighten up one or two things in defence. But whether he ever will, whether this is just a player he will always be, remains to be seen.
I think this is the player he'll always be. Another one who seems to have gone off the boil a little bit is Nicholson.
Yes, I've wrote that down. I did three words of preparation. It was Nicholson, Ashton, and Weekarth.
Well done, Dave.
That's four words.
Well done. Yeah. And this is a micro pod, and you've written four.
I know. Thank you. And it was a bit of a sort of article put out, I think, on Twitter earlier on, saying it was around speculation about his impending move to the NRL, possibly Canberra, and him saying, "Oh, I'm not thinking about it, this, that, and the other." But I've noticed he's sort of dropped off a bit. I've highlighted him as one of the players who's tired.
He's started backing into the tackle. He's started doing what Roland Phillips used to do.
Is that what Fitzgibbon does as well? Is it the Fitzgibbon twist or something? Is that what
we're missing at? Fitzgibbon, aren't we? We missed.
Bit of size and aggro.
Well, that's where I think these next... Well, we're already halfway through this week, but this weekend off for most of them could really help, because we then go into two home games, Huddersfield Giants, Leeds Rhinos. We need to win both. I think we can win both. I think we should win both with a more or less fit squad. And that will set us up really well.
Fit squad. My third word was Ashton. Is he injured, do you think? Because he's been obviously not playing this weekend.
Yeah.
But he went off the field, didn't he?
Yeah.
A slight back problem, they said, didn't they? Whether that slight back problem is a bit like a stinger to the shoulder and could last up to 3 years.
Oh, don't start.
Welcome to a natural water spring. Infused with history. A water that began 5,000 years ago. Beneath the Halliwell Jones. Gradually transformed. By the rich minerals absorbed on its path. And a toxic pipe linked back to Wilder's pool. With an abundance of carbon dioxide. Providing acidity. That provides an experience greater than any grapevine. Bottled directly from the source. And not from the overflowing drains on the Tesco car park. Today's water sources. Hallelujah. 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 Josh. Holy water. Yes, that's right. We're all praying for a fucking miracle.
Maybe we could sprinkle some holy water on a few of the players. Again, he went missing, didn't he? He went missing. Where was he, Sam?
I think he was fishing, wasn't he?
Fishing.
He doesn't take the game by the horns, does
no.
he?
No.
I've got nothing to say. I haven't written that one down. As it happens.
Oh, don't make me laugh.
Have we got anything else to say then? Week off. Is it good to have a week off? I think it is. I really do think they need a week off.
They've all gone away. I've just seen Fitzgibbon is in Nice.
Ooh.
Right. My daughter's friends are in Nice at the moment. Apparently, you can't move for tourists.
Oh, so that's nice. Busy. Oh, Nice.
Busy at the moment. But I noticed Bullock had gone to Conway Castle. He's got a UK break.
Yeah, it's all right. Has he got a tarpaulin for his van or anything like that?
Is that in relation to how much they're being paid on the salary cap?
Oh, you
that
think
Fitzgibbon can afford to go to Nice for a weekend or a few days? Joe Bullock has to stay in this country and go in his camper van to Conwy.
Yeah.
Conwy is it Conwy? Is it? Is that how Conwy. You say it?
Oh,
Conwy. Right. Conwy Castle.
Excellent. I've really got nothing else. Is that it? Have you got nothing else? I mean, you look at you. You've had all this thinking time while you've been laying your back there. Well, you're in Greece, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on the Greek island of Corfu. It's very nice.
Yeah.
All inclusive. Everything's free.
Oh.
Lovely. Right. Yeah. I did a bid for a couple of the rooms have got their own swimming pools. And you can bid for it, you know, a week out. And they wanted me to bid £200 more a night.
A night? Jeez.
So I thought, I'll start the bidding at you know, like 20 quid a night. And I won.
Oh.
So there we go. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So, not that I can get in the pool because I can't move.
Displacement, isn't it? The amount of water you can move. Right, okay. So are we going on to predictions now?
Predictions.
We can predict the future or resist the inevitable urge to try.
Good afternoon to you. Earlier on today, apparently, a woman rang the BBC and said she heard that there was a hurricane on the way. Well, if you're watching, don't worry, there isn't.
Predict Warrington, but can I do it with a caveat, please?
Hello, my name is Flicherina. I am a sexy abacus from the Greek island of Lesbos. My array of dimensional slidable beads read as follows. Warrington 28 beads to the left. Huddersfield 14 beads to the right. Therefore, wire will win be a margin of 66%. Okay. I'm off to shave my hairy armpits.
Well, there you have it. Hal's Greek cousin, Fletcherina, and her abacus. She's gone for a wire win by 66%. I think she sounds quite sexy. I'm not sure we'll get rid of her.
I'm not convinced it's not borderline offensive, but there you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, I find armpits like that as well, Sam, that, you know, you should really be shaved at all times. Shall I go first?
Well, you lead? Did the best last week, Dennis. You picked up 3 points.
Did I?
Sam hasn't sent any through any terms and conditions changes this week, so we'll carry with what we've been doing until he sends them through. Yeah, what do you think? It's the Friday night game. It's a home clash against the Huddersfield Giants.
That's an optimistic thing that Hal's alter ego, the Greek lady there, predicted. And don't think it would be quite that much, so I'm going to say 62% Warrington win.
Oh, right. Are you going for a win, Sam, or a loss?
A win.
Do you want to go next?
63%.
Okay.
I put my prediction down and just decided to work out what the percentage was.
What did you say, Dennis?
62%. He's gone one higher.
I'll say 60% then.
Oh,
I didn't realise. Sorry, Dennis, I wasn't listening. Not because it was you, just because I was too busy trying to do two things at once.
Got the in-laws in the garden,
hasn't
it?
I have.
Yeah.
I'll go a Warrington win by 63%. There you go.
Oh, we're all very similar.
Fuck's sake, that's boxed me in, hasn't it? Jesus. I ain't going first.
Well, you offered to go first, didn't you?
No, never mind.
Oh, dear. Okay, that's it. We'll be back podding in a few weeks. But until then, it's
adios, Sas.
From Sam.
All the best.
Τα λέμε αργότερα.
From Dennis.
Πεσίνο.
Τα λέμε σύντομα.
From me. You've been listening to What Would Brian Bevan Say?
Hey, I've got one. I hope you feel fatter soon.
If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future.